order up. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ranking the AFC East as we continue our division by division.
Division in baseball.
Oh, the AFC Beast or the AFC Least. We're going to talk about it today. So, D, you were 2-2 last year. I was 4-0 last year.
Whoa!
I know. Blind squirrel finds a nut twice. So we're getting to the ones I fucked up on eventually. But right now we're going to the ones I was okay on. But that was last year. This is this year. What do you got for the AFC East, D?
All right. So first up, we're going to go. I got the Patriots coming in at 4. I don't think they're ready with a rookie quarterback, rookie wide receiver, and rookie head coach. They'll be lucky if they win 4 games, but I think they're on their way. I think they'll be okay. Number 3, I've got the New York Jets, or as Aaron would say, the New Jersey Jets. He thinks both teams should be called New Jersey. That's awesome. I'm sure they'd love to hear that shit. I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing 17 games at an MVP level. I think the defense keeps them in games and helps them win games. I think Breece Hall will wind up being the MVP of the team. Rodgers was heading in the wrong direction. I don't see him rebounding from his Achilles surgery as gingerly as some other players have. Number 2, I've got the Buffalo Bills. I think Josh Allen he's going to have to step up this year in a big way, and I think he's up to the challenge. I like rookie Keon Coleman. I love James Cook. I think he's the real deal. I'm going to draft him in the first round of my fantasy draft. I like Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. They can go with a 2 tight end set with no problem. I think head coach Sean McDermott knows defense, and that's what's going to keep them in games. And number 1, I've got the Dolphins. Just think Tua, Mostert, Odell, Waddle, Hill. Daniels another year as a head coach. I don't think they can win a championship, but they can certainly win the division. Z, what do you got?
I mean, you can't argue with Patriots in last. You can't. Like, even pie in the sky, maybe they can pull off 6 games. New head coach. Belichick is gone. Drake May is your quarterback. What else you got? The Patriot way is dead. The Patriot way is 6 feet under. Time to rebuild. And you started that. But you're nowhere near ready for competition yet. Third place, I have the Buffalo Bills.
Whoa.
I understand what you're saying about Kincaid and Knox. That's the best part of their offense. That's it. Josh Allen, you have 2 quality tight ends. I don't trust James Cook. Like, based on last year, he hasn't done enough to earn the trust. He showed flashes. He did. But you have James Cook, Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, and Darrington Evans. That's your running back room. Now, if you brought in Dalvin to pair with James, you have 2 cooks in the kitchen. Like, maybe that would make it a little bit better. But I'm not sold on the running back position. Shakir is decent. I need to see more of him. Keon Coleman, an unproven. Curtis Samuel, he's all right. He's a 3. That's what you're paying him for. But then you got MVS. MVS didn't look good, and Patrick Mahomes was his quarterback, dude. Like, there were moments when MVS just couldn't get the job done. This guy struggled when Aaron Rodgers was his quarterback. That's just who MVS is. And then you have Chase Claypool on this roster. What the fuck is Chase Claypool? Is he a tight end? Is he a wide receiver? Does he want to play football? I don't know about him sometimes. That defense, another year older. You got Russo. You got Oliver. Can you rely on Matt Milano in the middle of that defense? You lost Trey White. You lost Levi Wallace. You've been losing guys from that secondary. So I got major pause with the Buffalo Bills. Second place, I have the Jets. And that's not, it's not necessarily because of what the Jets have done. It's what the Buffalo Bills have failed to do. The Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, have not lived up to their end of the bargain, and that's going to allow the Jets to pass them. Everything you said about the Jets is true. I completely agree with what you said. But I think that they're slightly better, and they're going to finish in second. Breece Hall, absolutely. Career year. You're absolutely right. Mike Williams, I don't know what the hell he's going to be. Garrett Wilson, hopefully he blossoms. That, you know, you're smoking the hopium, and you're drinking, whatever you want. Have whatever you want. But this is all about hopium this year, if you're the Jets. As long as Aaron Rodgers plays more than 5 snaps, it's a good year. Number one, by default, you can't argue it, they're too loaded, the Miami Dolphins. The only questions...
Guys,
you...
get ready for an epic...
You want to get ready for something epic? I'll give you something epic. Live TV ain't nothing like it. But what's epic, what could be epic, is that wide receiver core between Waddle, Odell, and Tyreek. Very interesting. That tight end group is good. That running back room is good. The defense is good. Is Tua gonna stay where he is? Is Tua going to get better? Or is Tua going to regress? That's my question. Is Mike McDaniel going to reflect on last year and say, I don't need to fucking hang 70 on people. I gotta score one more than the asshole across the way. And what am I going to do to make that happen? I want to see maturity from the head coach. And I want to see that last year wasn't a fluke. That's what I'm looking for. And I think that we will get that from the Miami Dolphins this year. That being said, this division, in my estimation, gets 2 playoff teams. And you're looking at the Jets and the Dolphins. Jets aren't going anywhere by any means. Don't get it twisted.
I love your faith. I love it.
Don't get it twisted. They're out in the first round. They're out in the wild card weekend. There you go. Out in wild card weekend. But the Jets.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Wild card.
So we'll see what comes of that.
Will they split with the Bills, or are they going to sweep the Bills?
I think split. They're going to sweep the Patriots because they have to. But you can't. I'm sorry. You cannot split with the Patriots. You cannot get swept by the Patriots. If you get swept by the Patriots, oh shit. They're actively not trying to win.
Over, under 30 touchdowns for Aaron.
Under. Mid-20s, I think, would be fine. I don't think he's having an MVP type season. You're telling me that he...
Over, under 10 interceptions.
Over. I'm looking at, if you give me like 26 and 13, I think somewhere in there. Somewhere in there. Like a Matthew Stafford type season. we'll call it the Matthew Stafford special. But that's what I'm looking for. And make no mistake about it. This is the Fishes division. So everybody else is just playing for second place in the AFC East. But those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on X at faderoutednz and on IG at faderoutpodcast, and let us know who you got in the AFC East. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.